It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we are welcoming in Amanda Jones with Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99. Amanda, I'd like to welcome you here to our studio, to Behind the Mission. Thank you. For those of us who don't know about Legion 99 or what the American Legion is all about, can you give us a little bit of history?
Sure. Our mission is to promote the principles and policies of the American Legion by focusing on supporting veterans and their families. We're guided by the four pillars: Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, Children and Youth, Americanism, and National Security. Veterans are the heart and soul of our organization, and every veteran deserves the benefits that they've earned through their service. And their needs vary from physical, emotional, psychological, and beyond. We help veterans by partnering with organizations that provide services to meet their needs. And the key to a free and prosperous country is expressed by every generation of veterans through our children and youth. And so that is one of the major four pillars. And we support them through different programs, events and activities, scholarships, school awards, which are coming up or just closing up here soon, education opportunities to strengthen the community.
So that's a lot. That's a lot going on. That's a big high level overview.
Yes.
Which I very much appreciate. Tell me a little bit about what does membership. What does membership look like? How do people join and what does that look like?
Sure. So any veteran, active duty, Guard, Reserve, military member who served at least one day of honorable service are eligible to join the American Legion. And the American Legion is more than just veterans, because we know that veterans can't do what they do without the support of their family, their community, etc. So the family also extends to the sons and daughters of veterans and grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc. So to be in the American Legion, you have to be a veteran. However, the auxiliary welcomes spouses of military members, former spouses, also daughters and granddaughters of veterans. The sons of the American Legion extends to all male descendants of veterans. We also have a rider's chapter. So if you like motorcycles, then that's a place for
nice.
You as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful. I think that season's coming up for sure.
Yes.
This beautiful sunshine's coming out. So, this is great. So this is more than just a veteran service. It's a family. It is a community support. As you mentioned,
100%.
I mean, that's fantastic. So so tell me a little bit about that family and community connection. What does that look like locally? Like, what sort of events and things do you have going on to help connect family and community?
Sure. So we're veterans helping veterans, their families, and our community, and we stand by that. We provide resources and connect veterans with local resources while also connecting the local community to the resources that are America's veterans. We provide so much to this local economy, as well as the local economy providing so much support to veterans and their families. We help veterans with lots of various things: resumes, job preparation. We're helping with some financial needs due to unforeseen and unfortunate circumstances in certain situations. Mm-hmm. We're providing camaraderie and esprit de corps to the veteran community. Last year alone, our post donated over 7,000 volunteer hours in our community.
Wow.
So we offer events and activities. One event that we recently did was the Memorial Day ceremonies. So
yes.
A lot of folks gathered with the community at the Veterans Memorial Park, and we visited three of the interior cemeteries. We provided wreaths and just a moment of reflection in regards to our fallen comrades. And upcoming, we're going to have a flag retirement ceremony actually in Sulcha, where everyone is invited to participate. If you need a new flag, you can retire your old flag at various locations, and you can participate in our formal flag retirement ceremony as well.
That's a great opportunity, Amanda. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So for those just tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And I'm Kayla Smith. I've been chatting with Amanda here from Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99, chatting about the mission, about community involvement. And you had just touched on an event that you all just closed out earlier this week, Memorial Day.
Yes.
You said wreaths. You guys got
yes.
wreaths for, so, you know, I mean, that's, flowers are not cheap.
Right.
Okay. That flowers, memorials, like stuff like that is not cheap. So how do you get that funding for that?
Sure. So for that and other activities, we actually partner with local organizations and we ask for their support. We are so grateful to the North Pole Lions Club. They actually donated to purchase materials for those wreaths. And we had a really great community event gathering where we built those wreaths to put them together. So not only did we partner with the community to acquire the materials for those, we then utilized the community to build those. And it was a great opportunity to just share time together and doing something that's meaningful and has a greater purpose as well.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely, it's good. It's good camaraderie. It's good community building, and there's a purpose and a mission. And it's, you know, I love the full circle of getting the community investment involved and other nonprofits supporting and things like that. And so, tell me a little bit more about other partnerships that you might have. You know, ventures that you've got going with other organizations.
Sure. So we have partnered with several organizations because our post is a virtual post. We don't have a physical brick and mortar in the community at this time. And so we have to depend on others to host us, right? You can't have a meeting outdoors in January in Alaska. It just won't last and nobody's going to show up. So we've partnered with various agencies such as Katie's Way. Actually, they provided us space to have a meeting, which is a great partnership because Katie's Way's mission is supporting veterans and helping reduce suicide, also helping reduce depression and anxiety and things of that nature. So what a great partnership. We've also partnered with the Salcha Fair Association. We actually did an Easter egg event with them at their location. The Senior Center in Salcha, the Santa Senior in North Pole, they've both hosted us so that we could have meetings at their location, and we partner with different events that they host. Mm. We've also partnered with the North Pole Chamber of Commerce. They're fantastic supporters of our organization. And recently, we earned a grant from the city of North Pole, the bed tax grant, which was a huge supporter for one of the projects that we have coming up as well. So we're always looking for partnerships, and it's not just asking for money. We're asking for space and just what do you provide to veterans? We'll bring the veterans to you so that we can have that shared resource together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's wonderful. And how many... I'm not really sure how to say. Do you have staff? Are you all volunteer? What's the organization look like?
We're 100% volunteers. We're veterans helping veterans.
Yes.
We have zero overhead costs because we don't have a building at this time. So we have no utilities costs. We have no staff cost whatsoever. But there are expenses, right? There are events and activities that we host that do require funding so that we can provide those services. And so, we're a 100% volunteer organization. And the great thing is it's not just the veterans, but our families are participating as well. I have two children at home, still an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old. They attend every single American Legion meeting and every single American Legion event that's appropriate for them to participate in. Mm-hmm. And they're active and participating as well. And they're not the only ones. Several of our members, their families are attending the events and activities with us because they want to be a part of this organization too.
Right, exactly. And because it is, it's more than just for the veterans. It's for the family as well.
Yes.
And so connecting families with families to be able to support each other however they need that support one-on-one. So I think that's a wonderful opportunity. Thank you for presenting that to our community. So this might be a loaded question, but what does community support mean for your organization?
It is so vital to what we do. We can't provide all the services, events, activities, and programs without community supporters. So you can want to do as much things as you want to do, and you can have as much manpower to do them. But if you don't have space to do those programs and events, you're not able to fulfill those missions. And so we partner with all types of agencies, organizations, and resources to fulfill our mission. But also we hope that in fulfilling our mission of veterans helping veterans and their families and the community, we're also giving back to those organizations, shining light on them. As a matter of fact, like I said, we meet at different various locations. And one thing I love about doing that is we take the veterans to this resource that this organization is, and we highlight it for them. Our last meeting in May was at Ship Alaska. It's a new business in North Pole. They have a small space. And they said, Amanda, we'd love to host you and have your meeting here. So we went there. They provided the tables and chairs. And a lot of folks, especially the Eielson folks and the Salcha folks, didn't know that there was a business in North Pole that could provide Amazon returns and things like that. So instead of driving all the way to Fairbanks, you know, that's a local resource that veterans and the community have in the North Pole area. So by partnering with them, we brought awareness to their organization as as much as their organization brought awareness to our team of what services are available.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And honestly, that's what United Way is about, too, is it's about being the liaison and the connector for resources and people and educating the community on, you know, what's available. Because honestly, it's surprising. I mean, we might have a small town here, you know, in the interior, but there's new stuff. I'm finding new things, new businesses, new organizations and opportunities all over the place. And so I think that's a wonderful opportunity for your organization to partner with local businesses to fulfill your need of needing a space to meet and fulfilling theirs to, you know, help spread the word and their philanthropic, you know, goals as well. So I think it's fantastic having those partnerships. So you had mentioned briefly, you've got you had mentioned briefly, but let's dive into it a little bit deeper. You've got a Flag Day ceremony coming up here at the Salcha Fairground. You said June 14th. Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. And so tell me more about what Flag Day is.
Sure. So a lot of folks don't know that Flag Day is a federal holiday, and it's a holiday where we celebrate what the United States flag represents, what it means to us. And so we are actually hosting a Flag Day ceremony where we're going to do a formal retirement ceremony of the flags. A lot of personnel don't know how to retire a flag. You do not just throw flags away, no matter the condition of the flag. There's a proper retirement that is done for all U.S. flags to give it the proper respect that it's due. And the great part about it is we partner with JROTC and the Boy Scouts and other organizations, and we teach them the etiquette of taking care of these flags and how to retire them. But I will tell you, there are adult community members that had no idea how to properly retire a flag. So flag education is so important for us as well, because we want everyone to know the proper way to respect a flag, when it's time to retire the flag. And there's a formal ceremony that comes along with it. You don't just discard the flag. And we're hoping with this year's 250th birthday for America, everyone is replacing their flag, and they're flying it high and they're flying it proud. And when they're ready to retire their old ones, we want to be able to provide that service for them. So this event that we're hosting is more than just, you know, retiring flags. It's teaching the community about flags, teaching the community about flag retirement. And then another really cool thing that we're doing prior to that is we're teaching the Salcha Elementary School students how to care for the flag and the respect that the flag is due. We're actually providing every student at Salcha Elementary School with a flag to take home.
Yes.
And we've already secured flags for each of the classrooms as well. So their entire school is going to be outfitted with new flags at the end of this school year, but they'll be bright and fresh for next school year. But those kids will have learned how to take care of those flags. We're also going to hand them out at the 4th of July celebration that's coming up.
Oh, perfect.
So this flag retirement is more than just a retirement ceremony. It's flag education and bringing awareness to what that symbol is for us.
That is, I think, extremely important, especially to educate the young population on how to properly process a flag once it's due for retirement. You know, it's a sign of respect. It's patriotism. It's a beautiful thing. And I think that just learning the discipline and learning the process of that respect is important for young people. You know, you'd mentioned a partnership with the Boy Scouts. Last summer. I'm looking forward to this year's too. But there was Boy Scouts held a Flag Day event, and it was wonderful. It was a history of the flag and how it's evolved and how it's grown and just into, you know, the stars and stripes that we know and love today. And I think that's just a fantastic service to provide to the young people, because it's, you know, being American is a beautiful thing, and respecting how we got where we are and how we, you know, just honor those who served and respecting that history. So thank you for this info. So just a quick touch, you are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith. I'm here today with Amanda Jones from Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about veteran connection, community impact, and another big project coming up here for you. So we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're talking with Amanda Jones from Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99. For those of you just now joining us, we've been talking about the role Post 99 plays in supporting our local veterans, families, and in the broader community, doing some amazing things with upcoming projects and connections here in the community. But I am curious here. What is it about organizations like Post 99 that that's so important for veterans to have?
Sure. Veterans, oftentimes, especially those who've served their country for 20 or more years, they joined the military maybe at a young age, right? 17, 18, 19 years old. So they graduated high school. They went right into the service. They served for 20 plus years. And now they've transitioned into this world that is completely different than the one we lived in while we were serving. And so these veteran service organizations help connect them back into that community. It's amazing how you can be serving in a community, but be so disconnected from that community because the mission you're focused on then is different than the mission everyone else has. That's what makes 1% of America so special, right? That their service and that they volunteered to do that. So these veteran service organizations help veterans with that transition. And, you know, even if you only served a couple of years or 10 or 15 years, there's still a transition period that has to happen. And the veteran service organizations help with that transition. We offer programs, events, services. After you've gotten out of the military, there are so many benefits that you've earned that you need assistance with, and the information isn't readily available. It's not easy to filter through. It's not easy to understand. And so veteran service organizations provide veteran service officers who help you understand the VA benefits that are due to you and all the resources that are available to you that can be very overwhelming. But each of us in this organization, we've been there, done that. We've gone through the transition. And so the veteran service organization personnel are the best suited to help you as you're transitioning out and coming back over into the civilian world.
Yeah, I think that connection is very important. It helps them feel belonged. It helps with that transition, like you said, from back into civilian life. So what do you find is the greatest need during that initial transition? What type of support do these veterans need most up front?
I think the initial thing is they need to know that they're welcome where they're going. So we leave a community that whether you're welcome there or not, you're a part of it because that's where the military sent you and that's the job that you have to do. And then you transition into this world where the aperture is so much more. You can go and do anything that you want to do, whereas in the military you had one job and you fulfilled that role and responsibility. But in the civilian community, you can do anything you want to do, but there have been folks that have been doing it for a long time. And so you have to get into that niche and you have to find who you want to be when you take that uniform off. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really important thing that veterans go through that they don't necessarily even realize that they're going through or can prepare for. As many TAPS classes as we take, Transition Assistance Program classes we take, they don't prepare you for what comes after the military life. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that veterans face, that integration back into the civilian community that will become their new norm. And also, I can tell you, my family has been here for 5 years now. And this winter, we said, when are we moving? We had never lived anywhere for 5 years or more. Even my children were saying, Mom, it's time to go. Let's meet some new friends. Let's go. Where are we going next? And we reminded them, no, we've planted our roots here. We're staying here. We're not leaving. And they were okay with that. But it was that expectation of, okay, something is coming next. So that's another transition thing that you're not really prepared for. And don't get me wrong, every veteran is different. Some veterans are really excited to go back home to where they came from and plant those roots and grow and prosper. But a lot of veterans aren't ready for that. And they don't know where they're going to go. They don't know where they're going to put those roots down. A lot of it depends on what job they're going to get next. And you don't know what availability of job is until you start searching for those jobs and things of that nature. So that transition, it sums up all the things I think that veterans need assistance with as they're coming out of the military. And that's what a veteran service organization can help them with.
Yeah, you're definitely filling a gap there for sure, because it's a whole different walk of life. I mean, even the transition into the military life out of civilian, where you go through basic and they strip you of all of your makeup and, you know, they cut the guy's hair and, you know, everything is so it's a completely different world than civilian life. So, imagining the transition out of that strict, structured, outlined, you wake up at 5, you work out till 6, you know, all of these things. And then you go into the free world where you're like, well, what do I do with myself now? I mean, you know, it could be extremely intimidating, very intimidating. So I appreciate very much the service that your organization provides and others like yours by helping bridge that gap. Do you, aside from that very honest standout moment with your kid, I mean, talk about how that's real right there.
Right.
That's real. And that's a child feeling that, and children are, you know, they can be more vocal about those initial feelings and things, but you consider a veteran who perhaps is, you know, intimidated or maybe shy or insecure about this feeling that they're unsure of, they're feeling that angst to move too. You know, they've got that tumbleweed in them and they want to go and they don't know really why or how to get settled where they are.
And so, they don't have that parent to ask what's next, when are we leaving, things like that. They are the decision maker. And so that comes with a lot of angst as well. You have to make decisions without the support of the military and your supervisors and all the resources that come along with being a service member. You are now the one having to go and find those resources for whatever it is you need. When you're in the military, any need you had a resource for it right there on the military installation. But the military installation isn't where you live any longer, and there isn't a direct supervisor there to provide you that guidance, or the Military Family Readiness Center that you can go to ask for questions, or the finance office you can go to talk to about pay. Your physical fitness changes as well. You no longer have that free military gym to go to. You have to find somewhere to do your physical fitness. And then your health care as well is a big change, right? You're no longer going to that same clinic with that same medical provider any longer that tells you what services you can and cannot get. You have to find those medical services now for you and your family. And those are big transition pieces as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, so what does the future look like for Post 99? You know, what sort of goals or upcoming, you know, major projects do you have going on?
So our number one goal is to get a brick and mortar. We're currently working with the Fairbanks North Star Borough team, land management team, and hopefully the mayor and assembly to acquire a piece of land in Salta that we've identified. We've been working with them and DOT for almost a year now. We're hoping it's coming to fruition here soon. So we plan to build a brick and mortar, but our mission won't change. We will still offer all of our meetings, events, and activities to the best of our ability virtually, so anybody can attend. And we're hoping to provide more services to veterans because we'll have a place they can actually come to. At this time, if a veteran needs to reach out to us, they have to do that through social media or a phone call or a text message. We're hoping to have a brick and mortar in the near future that they can come to ask their questions, to get resources and things of that nature. We chartered with 33 members almost 2 years ago. We've grown to over 130 members already.
Wow, yes.
So we don't see that growth slowing down whatsoever. And, you know, the really cool thing about it is there's no geographical boundaries. You don't have to live in Salta to be a member of the Salta American Legion. We have members that live in Germany. We have members that live in Texas,
wow.
Florida, Alabama, California, and Hawaii. So there's no geographical boundary. And so we foresee our growth expanding as well. And the great thing is about those folks that don't live locally, they can still contribute to our post and they can still feel like they're making a difference wherever they are, because all the resources we have, we send to them as well. So they're affecting veterans' lives right where they live, work, and thrive. So it's not just, you know, locally contained to a brick and mortar. And we're excited that the brick and mortar will just enhance our capability.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. Absolutely. And I mean, what a unique feature to be able to offer these veterans remote service. Again, we were talking about, you know, the intimidation and how you know, the anxiety that may be felt when you're first released and you're unsure of how to ask questions. You don't really want to go talk to somebody face to face. And this offers that opportunity to ask your questions and receive the assistance, you know, no judgment, no preconceived, you know, expectations. It's just a beautiful resource.
Yes.
So what, you know, just starting to wrap up here a little bit, what can people do to connect, to support, to get involved with your organization?
So my first recommendation is follow us on Facebook. It's the best way to get a hold of us. We're at Interior AK American Legion Post 99. Also, please feel free to reach out to us via phone and email. My direct line is 210-378-9615. Folks can reach out to us at those means, and we're in the local community, so you're going to see us out and about loud and proud. So come up to us at the next event that you see us and say hello and introduce yourself. And if you need something from us, let us know, because we want to help you.
That's awesome, Amanda. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again. And for everything that you do and for everything Post 99 is doing to support our veterans and our families in our community here in the interior. So, you know, you heard it. If you would like to get involved or even receive some services, ask questions, ask your own questions about veteran services.
Yes.
Give Amanda a call, 210-378-9615. Catch them online on their Facebook page or anywhere out in the community when you see them at an event. So, again, I am Kayla Smith, Executive Director with United Way of the Tanana Valley. And today we've been visiting with Amanda Jones from Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99. Thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to Behind the Mission. And until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and the partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. So again, I thank you all so much for listening. If you have any questions or want to get involved with the Interior Alaska Legion, or excuse me, Interior Alaska American Legion Post 99, give them a call, 210-378-9615. You can fire off an email as well, alinteriorak@gmail.com. So until next time, all. Take care.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.